1077 The Island. I have Lieutenant Wayne Benedict from the Salvation Army in the studio with me right now. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are you, Renee?
Really good. Do I call you Lieutenant Wayne or Lieutenant Benedict?
You can just call me Wayne.
Just don't call you late for dinner?
Yeah. You see, I don't miss too many meals.
You're preaching to the choir. Mm-hmm. I do a cookbook, man.
Yep.
What's happening at the Salvation Army right now?
Well, as people can see, going to local stores, we've started our bell ringing season, and we are in desperate need of volunteer bell ringers.
That's wonderful. I mean, it's a hard problem to have, but I bet we've got people out there that would love to help.
Absolutely.
How do they help you?
They can go to registertoring.org, and they can see all the stores that are listed and pick a site and pick a time and fill out their name and info and give back that way.
That's wonderful. I've been a bell ringer in the past many times for Salvation Army, and I'd help you if I had the time right now, but I am so booked. And that's my issue. But for our listeners, it is a lot of fun. One year, I think it was with you, Lieutenant Wayne, I was at Hobby Lobby, and they had us in the entryway, and I would sing Christmas carols the whole time.
People love that. They love to see that you're having fun, and it's all what you make of it.
Right.
You can go out there and see people that you haven't seen in a long time and talk to them, and they can see you giving back, and it's just a great time.
That's what we do. And I hope that people that are listening to this, that they reach out. Say that site again.
It's registertoring.com.
Okay. So I have a serious question to ask you. Today, it's Tuesday and Thursday is Thanksgiving. Are we having a big Thanksgiving at Salvation Army this year? Do you need help? What do you need?
Absolutely. Always could use volunteers, but if you don't want to volunteer, just come in and eat. If you want to enjoy some fellowship and a warm place to enjoy just all the people that are from the community, come on in.
Yeah, I love it. I used to, my daughter and my kids and I would volunteer helping to serve meals during the week. And I did that on purpose. I was planting that seed to my kids. I thought, we're poor, but there are people that are worse off.
Right.
And it's good. It feels good to help people, to lift them up.
We could always use volunteers just to come serve for lunch and dinner as well.
Right. And I know there's a lot of churches that help out, and they love it. The people that I've talked to, they absolutely love it.
Absolutely.
You have a good time. And you get to see some amazing people and sit down and eat with them when you're done. I love it.
The need now is greater than ever, and we're serving anywhere from 125 to 175 people a day.
A day?
A day.
Wow. And this includes children, too.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Food insecurity is real, my friends. It really is. Is there anything else that you would like to add today, Lieutenant Wayne?
We also have our angel tree out at a few stores, and you'll see tags hanging off the trees, and you can grab a tag and bring that to the Salvation Army, and those will go for the kids that fall into the gap, meaning the 13 to 17-year-olds.
Yes.
Sometimes they get forgotten about, and we want to make sure that they have a gift as well.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, I'm glad you came in today.
Yeah.
Just popped in to see us and let us know what's going on at the Salvation Army. It's been a while, but I'm glad to see you.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. All right. So what do we need to do? We need to see or find people, if not yourself, to register to ring the red bell, the kettlebell.
Yep.
Well, I love ringing that bell.
Yep.
Okay, let me think about it. I'll have to ask my husband. You want to go volunteer? We can do this. I'm talking myself into it, Lieutenant Wayne.
You can do it.
I can do it. All right. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.